Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the sixth parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Vav Mishnah Aleph and parak Vav Mishnah Beis. We learned in the beginning of parak Dalet of Maseches Yoma that there were two goats that were used in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and that through a lottery the Kohen Gadol would select one that was for Hashem, which should be brought as a karbon chatas, a sin offering, and another one that was going to be La'azazel, which was going to be thrown off a cliff as an atonement for the sins of the Jewish people. Now, the previous parak taught us about the goat that was going to be the karban chatas la'Hashem, and now this parak, beginning with Mishnah Bay, is going to describe what was done with the Azazel goat, again the goat that was going to be thrown off of the cliff. The first Mishnah, however, is going to teach us some halachos that apply to the two goats as a pair. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Seira Yom Kippurim, when it comes to the two goats of Yom Kippur, mitzvah son shiyihu shnehem shavin b'mare uvekoma uvedamim, it is ideal, it is preferable for both of them to be similar in appearance when it comes to color, for example, when it comes to height, and in terms of their value, uveliki chasan ke'achad, and they should be similar in that they were purchased together. As Tosef Rekivi Eger points out, the goat should be bought together either from one seller or from a single person acting on behalf of two individual sellers. Continuing in the mission of Yafal Pisha Ein Shavin Kisharin, however, even if they are not similar in terms of their appearance, their height, or their value, they are still kosher, they are still acceptable as a pair. Lokach echad hayom v'echad lamachar kesherin. Similarly, even if one was purchased today and one of the goats was purchased the next day, meaning they weren't purchased together, they are still acceptable to be used as the goats for this lottery and for the avoda, for the service of Yom Kippur. Now we're going to discuss what should be done if one of the goats died. It says the Mishnah Meis Echad Mehen, if one of them died, the halacha depends on when the death actually occurred. Imach lo higril meis, if it died before the Kohen Gadol actually did the lottery, then yikach zog lasheni, then he has to buy a new goat as a partner for the second surviving goat, and then he has to do the lottery. However, v'im misha higril meis, but if one of the goats died after he did the lottery, then yavi zog acher v'yagril lehem betchila. Then he has to bring another pair of goats and cast a new set of lotteries with them. That once he has cast the lots the second time, he should follow the following procedure, which is what? Vayomar im shel shem meis, that he should say that if it was the goat for Hashem that died, then what should he say? Zesh ala alav hagora l'shem yizkayim tachtav, at the one on which the second lot for Hashem fell shall take its place. Ve'im shel azazel meis, and if it was the goat that was supposed to be thrown off a cliff that died, then zesh ala alav hagora l'azazel yizkayim tachtav, then the one in which the second lot for Azazel fell shall take its place, meaning in either case, the dead goat is replaced by the goat from the new pair that was selected for the same position. And now we're left with two goats, the surviving goat from the first pair, and one from the second pair that both have been selected for the other position. What's the halacha when it comes to these goats? The halacha is that the goat from the first pair should be used in the avoda. The hasheni, Yirachi Yistayiv, and the goat from the second pair should graze until it becomes a blemish, until it develops a mum, and therefore becomes puzzled to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yimacher v'yipludam of l'nedava, then it should be sold with the money from the sale going toward the purchase of the voluntary public karbanos. She'in chatos tzibor meis, says the Mishnah, and the reason why it is sent to graze and then sold is because a public karban chatos, a communal karban chatos that cannot be used, such as this one, is not left to die, that although private karbanos chatos cannot be used are left to die, public ones are not. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Thomas, no, it is left to die, because public communal karbanos chatos, sin offerings, are treated just like private sin offerings in this regard. Finishing off the Mishnah with another ruling by Rabbi Yehuda, Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda, additionally, Rabbi Yehuda said, Nishpach Adam, that if the blood of the goat for Hashem spilled before its sprinklings were completed, it is replaced. Yamos HaMishtalech, and the goat that was selected in the first lottery to be sent off the cliff is left to die. However, Meis HaMishtalech, if the goat that was sent to off the cliff died before the sprinklings were completed, it is replaced. Yishapech Adam, and the blood of the goat that was selected in the first lottery for Hashem is going to be spilled. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, as the Mishnah was going to return to where it left off in the previous Perek, which taught us that after completing the avoda of the goat for Hashem and the bull, the Kohen Gadol would pour their mixture of blood onto the base of the Mizbeach, and the next step of the avoda on Yom Kippur was the goat that was going to be thrown off the cliff. Says the Mishnah, Balo Weitzel Soyer Mishdelech V'somesh Teyodav Olav U'Misvada. He would approach the goat that is to be sent to La'azazel, that is to be sent off the cliff. He would lean both of his hands on it, and he would confess the sins of the Jewish people of Kachaya Omer, and this is what he would say. Ona Hashem, please Hashem, Avu, Pashu, Chatu, Lefonecha, Amcha, Beisrael, your nation, the house of the Jewish people. We've sinned intentionally, rebelliously, and mistakenly before you. Ona Hashem, please, in the merit of your name, Hashem, Kaperna, La'avonus, V'la'psham, V'la'chataim, forgive now the intentional, the rebellious, and the mistaken sins. She'avu v'she'pashu v'she'chatu l'fanecha amcha beis Yisrael, that your nation, the house of Israel, has committed intentionally, rebelliously, and mistakenly before you. Ka'kosu b'soras Moshe avdecha lemur, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe, your servant, saying in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Achare Mos, Kibei yom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tahar eschem kol chotov seichem lifnei adushem titaru. The pasuk that we say many, many times in the avoda of Yom Kippur, which means that on this day of Yom Kippur, he's going to atone for you, to purify you from all of your sins. Before Hashem shall you be purified. We're invoking that pasuk, we're using that pasuk, and we're saying, Hashem, today is the day to become atoned. Finishing off the mission of the Hakonim, the Ha'am Ha'omdim Ba'azar, the Kohanim, the other people who were standing in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, when they would hear the name of the Rabbonu Shalom coming out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, they would kneel, bow, and fall on their faces, and they would say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Ba'ed. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph told us, number one, when it came to the two goats of Yom Kippur, it is ideal for them both to be similar in appearance, in height, and in value. They should also be taken ideally and be purchased together. However, the Mishnah said that even if they are not similar in appearance, height, or value, and even if they are not purchased in the exact same day, they are still kosher, they are still acceptable to be used in the avoda of Yom Kippur. And then the Mishnah began discussing what should be done if one of the goats dies. So the Mishnah said that if one of them died, it depends on when the death occurred. If it died before the Kohen Gadol did the lottery, then he has to buy a new goat as a partner for the second surviving goat, and then do the lottery. But if one of the goats died after he did the lottery, he already knows which is La'Shem and which is La'Azazel, so then he must bring another pair of goats and cast a new lottery with them. And then once he has cast the second set of lotteries, the second set of lots, then he should say the following, that if it was the goat that was Lashem that died, then he should say that the one on which the second lot for Hashem fell shall take its place. And if the goat that was going to be thrown off the cliff died, he should say that the one on which the lot for La'azazel fell, that should take its place. In either case, the dead goat is replaced by the goat from the new pair that was selected for the same position. And this again leaves two goats, the surviving goat from the first pair and one from the second pair, that both have been selected for the other position. What should he do in this situation? So the goat from the first pair should be used in the avoda, and the second goat should graze until it develops a blemish, and it should then be sold, and the money from the sale should go towards public communal karbanos. And it is, and the reason, says the Mishnah, that it is sent to graze and then sold is because a communal carbon chatas, according to this opinion, cannot be used, is not left to die. It simply must graze in the field, unlike private sin offerings, which are left to die. Rabbi Huda disagrees. He says, no, that communal carbon chatos are treated like private ones, and they are left to die. And then Rabbi Huda finished off the Mishnah by telling us that if the blood of the goat for Hashem spilled before it was sprinkled, then it is replaced, and the goat that was selected in the first lottery to be sent to La'azazel is left to die. If the goat that was sent to go off the cliff died before the sprinklings were completed, then it is replaced, and the blood of the goat that was selected in the first lottery for Hashem is going to be spilled. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis taught us the avod of what should, the first step of what should happen with the goat that's going to be thrown off the cliff. And the Mishnah tells us that he would approach the goat that is to be sent off the cliff. He would lean both of his hands on it, and he would confess the sins of the Jewish people. And again, this is what he would say: "Please Hashem, your nation, the house of Israel, has sinned intentionally, rebelliously, mistakenly before you. And in the merit of your name, please forgive us," as the pasuk says. That today's the day, Yom Kippur is the day when you are meant to atone us, when you are meant to forgive us, when you are meant, Hashem, to purify us. And the Kohen and the Mishnah concludes by saying, and the other people who were in the Azara, the court of the Beis HaMikdash, when they heard the special name of Hashem, each of the three times that they heard the name in this particular tefillah, what would they do? They would kneel, bow, and fall on their faces, and they would say, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuso Leolam Vaed. Have a great day.